about a child who's born to an unmarried woman? What would you call her?
Always
calling
a
mat-bat.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you ever heard him call?
That child don't have a father.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard
it
called a woodcoat?
No.
Okay. What about a volunteer? Have you heard that?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, say if there's two girls, one named Jane and the other one's named Peggy. And somebody might say, well, Jane's a real loving child, but I think Polly's even a lot
prettier.
Or talking about in terms of loving, Jane might be a loving child, but Polly's even
smarter or
sensible. Say, if you had a brother and he had a son, that son, his son would be your... Say if your mother had a sister, that sister would be your...
Hey.
What do you call a child who's lost both of his parents?
Awesome.
And what about the grown-up who's appointed to look after her?
Guardian.
Say the house is full of people like your cousins and your nephews and nieces and aunts and uncles and people like that. You say the house is full of your...
Kinfolks.
Any other way of saying that?
Relative.
Or talking about, say, somebody that you've heard of that looks something like you and maybe his last name is even the same as yours, you might say, well, that may be so, but actually I'm no...
Kinfolks.
Or what would you call a person who came into town that nobody's ever seen before? He'd be a... And what about somebody who comes from another country? He'd be a... Would you ever call a person a foreigner if he's not necessarily from another country?
Well, no. I wouldn't think so. I don't know. Most people look at him as a foreigner. Maybe darker complected or just not, maybe not our breed of people, as they call them foreigners. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to ask you a few names. Could you just give me a couple of names, first names for girls that begin with the letter M?
Watson.
What about the mother of Jesus in the Bible?
Mary.
What about a girl's name that begins with an N?
Mama.
Sometimes farmers name the cows girl's name with an N. Cows. Might be short for Helen. Nelly.
Yeah.
What about a boy's name that begins with a B?
Bill.
Bob. Or if not Bill, you might call him
Bob.
Or sometimes a male goat's called a
but
they do that.